The government, through the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has launched a competition for the design of a new Parliament building to be located in National Heroes Park. Patron of the competition and international architectural expert Gordon Gill and senior project manager at the UDC Leighton White were recently inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A, where they outlined the rules and regulations of the competition, as well as their expectations of the winning design. We bring you an excerpt of their interview with host Vaughn Davis.
I think that the building needs to have a certain scale and elegance and quality to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that just physically. I mean that in terms of its thought process. So, okay. You know, we're looking for an opportunity where there's a deep meaning to the positioning of the building, mm-hmm. Having a deep relationship to the public open space and the kind of landscaping greenery mm-hmm. that's critical to the project itself. Mm-hmm. I think from a contextual standpoint, we're looking for a project that is related to Kingston and Jamaica as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we're looking for a highly sustainable building project. You know, okay. So we want something that's of the 21st century. We don't necessarily want to look back. We want to look forward. And we leave it up to the architects and the planners to show us
how they interpret
iconic.
That.
Absolutely. I think okay. This is a fantastic chance, as I said before. And sometimes I wonder if I made the right choice, because in another way I'd rather be on the other side of the table.
Okay.
But I think I'm where I belong, and mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing all the competition entries. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
I think it's very important that the solution be creative. There are demands on a building like that,
mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that these public governmental cultural programs can't or shouldn't coexist in a single space. In fact, you know, I wonder, and I ask the question all the time, that if this is really for the people and you want to elevate that status of the people to a national position and a global position, mm-hmm. can this project be the vehicle to do that? Can you put the Jamaican people on a stage where the building or buildings that are in the park, which I would tell you from my calculations, take up a very, very, very small portion of that space,
mm-hmm.
To the point where it's almost, you have to be almost careful it doesn't become too small in order mm-hmm, to hold okay. its presence within this 50-acre park. But I think that there's a real creative opportunity here for the buildings to support the public life of this park and to bring life to a space on a regular basis
mm-hmm.
and to have it mutually consistent and conducive to the activities of recreational space and public green space. I think it'd be fantastic.
All right. To add to that statement as well, which we've all agreed mm-hmm. at the UDC, we anticipate this space to be just as it has been mandated by law, which is to be a public green space
mm.
for recreation, etc. But we also envision that the Parliament building complex structure
mm-hmm.
space is one which can be more interactive with the public.
Okay.
The idea that a Parliament is supposed to be over there.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It's behind a huge fence and security and all that right. kind of stuff, and we are over here.
Yeah.
Is archaic. Mm. What we're looking at is a structure, a space that the people can go up, they can have lunch, they can go to a museum, a cafe, and interact with the organization of the Parliament.
Mm.
Patron of the House of Parliament Design Competition and international architectural expert Gordon Gill and senior project manager at the UDC Leighton White in a recent interview with Vaughn Davis inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.